Jason Cairns, JK, at his home in Eau Claire this morning for First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of your day. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
So we had some fun.
Go ahead.
No, just yesterday we had some fun talking about this idea about if there was one Bible character you could have coffee with. And so, as usual, I think I was overambitious in assigning, all right, so name the top 10, because it was too hard to come up with one. And I think we're going to do this David Letterman style in terms of going from 10 to 1, right?
That's what we're doing.
All right, so you go first. The top 10 Bible characters other than Jesus that you'd enjoy sitting down and talking with over a cup of coffee.
Presumably without explanation to begin with.
Sure.
Number 10, Esther. Number 9,
yeah, yeah,
Mary.
You can give many explanations. Many ones are fine. So.
Okay. Esther, I think just because I'm intrigued by her character of standing up to corruption. 9, Mary, the mother of Jesus. To be in the role she was and to bear witness to the birth of the Savior of the world. Number 8, Abraham. He has been one of my spiritual heroes for the last few years, and I would love to talk with him.
Huh.
Number 7, the woman with the discharge of blood that touched Jesus' robe.
Yeah.
Again, a woman with such faith. Number 6, Nicodemus. John 3, I think his curiosity and desire to know, coming out of a religious system, who this guy Jesus was. Number 5, King Solomon. I think that King Solomon, of course, what we know as the wisest person who ever lived, and I could learn a lot from him. Number 4, Joseph, Jesus' stepfather. I think wanting to know what it was like being going through that whole process of hearing from the Spirit and marrying Mary. Number 3, the Apostle Paul. To me, that seems somewhat self-explanatory, a guy who wrote much of the New Testament. Number 2 may be a surprise, the priest Melchizedek from Genesis, who is the King of Righteousness and the King of Shalom. And number 1, again, I don't think will be a surprise to people who have listened to us for long, but John the Apostle, who is my favorite biblical writer.
Yeah, that's a great list, but what strikes me is how many of yours are not on my top 10 even at all.
Huh, okay.
So,
excited to hear.
It's interesting. As I was starting out to do this, I was thinking even yesterday, just loosely thinking of it, I thought, boy, Joseph really fascinates me. But when I started to buckle in, for me, I'm like, it's all about Jesus. Like, I mean, Jesus revealed God to us, like, more directly and plainly. And God's like Jesus. So I'm like, all right, keeping that in mind. But anyhow, I'll go from 10 to 1. 10, I just, even as you gave your list, replaced Abraham and put Daniel in. It was just kind of gnawing at me, like, Daniel's not on your list. And especially in the times we live in. Number 9, Moses. I mean, certainly, wow, what a life and leader. Number 8, Joseph. Again, yesterday morning, he was going to be my number 1. He dropped to 8. Number 7 is David. I mean, he was my first Old Testament, so he's my highest-ranking Old Testament. Then I go John the Baptist. I mean, fascinating.
Oh.
Yeah. And you left him off your list. But anyhow, you know, we could go back and forth. Number 5, James, the brother of Jesus, and I would like to have Martin Luther join us, and that would be quite a coffee, too, because Martin Luther's like, your book doesn't belong in the Bible. Number 4, Peter, I mean, just a fascinating guy. I mean, so to sit and have coffee, and in fact, he dropped down because it occurred to me as I think about who really was close with Jesus, I thought, you got to have Mary in there. I mean, Mary, the mother of Jesus. If we limited this to people in the Christmas store you wanted to have coffee with, I mean, she would be everybody's choice, maybe. But and how long did Jesus, like, live with her or near her? And so she knew him so well. Number 2, yes, you're number 1, John the Apostle. I mean, the beloved, as he described himself, he wrote 5 books. He wrote Revelation. I mean, I'm like, how can you not? hang out with the guy who wrote Revelation and the Gospel. And number one, the Apostle Paul, preaching from Acts 26 this weekend. I'm preparing, and I think Chuck Swindoll or somebody called him like the most fascinating person other than Christ who ever lived. So there's mine.
Yeah, that's a great list, and I agree with you. That, you know, the fact that there wasn't a huge overlap is interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, going through this, I was like, oh, what about David? Or, you know, what about Job's friends? Or, you know, and all of these things kept stirring up, and it's a good practice. What is it about these people that would stir us to be interested in wanting to hear from them?
Oh, you know what? When you just said Job's friends, it just occurred to me, I feel pained that Job isn't on my list.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
All right, so this is just
good stuff.
I have to go back to the drawing board. No, it'd be fun to put that out there and let other people have a chance to chime in with theirs. So, hey, thanks, buddy. Absolutely. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, you can always check out his stuff, jasonkanz.com. He's writing, he's thinking, he's a great follow on social media. WWIB, 6:30 past 7, and we're asking two questions on our listener line and one on our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, Caleb. Let's see, we'll start off with on the Facebook page as well as the listener line, dark meat or white meat? I'm a dark meat guy when it comes to turkey, and you are?
White meat, for sure.
All right, so I said dark is more moist, and you like white because...
Well, okay, so dark is very moist. I almost don't like it because it's too moist. I like nice, moist white meat, which can be done if the turkey is prepared right, but I like to get the moisture in there with the gravy and the potatoes.
Yeah,
so.
All right, that's what some people are saying. But we've got a 7-5 right now, white meat's in front. So this is a good battle, a good question. Ring it up for us, 396-1670. Also, what are you most thankful for? Especially something, you had a good idea, Caleb, something maybe that you initially weren't so thankful for in this tough COVID year. But maybe now you've gone, you know what? That was a blessing. So we'd love to hear it in your own voice. We'd love to build a montage for Thanksgiving Day. All right, it's the battle of white meat versus dark meat. As far as turkeys are concerned, we had somebody say they like dark meat on chicken, but white on turkey. And that was a vote that was so close.
to getting what you want.
I'm on the dark meat side and trailing Caleb 10-6 on the white meat side. So you say that the... dark meat is almost too moist on a turkey.
I think so. And honestly, for me, it's a lot about texture, I think. So too moist is, I don't want to say slimy because I don't mind dark meat.
Yeah.
But I always prefer white meat because, again, it's just, it's a texture thing. I like to get the moisture in it from the gravy.
Yeah. And we had a couple of rotisserie chickens on Sunday. And I mean, I'll eat some white meat, but the preference is I just prefer the dark. I mean, you've got the moist. And when I hear you say almost too moist, I'm like, ah, come on. How can it be too moist? So anyhow, 396-1670, WWIB. And we've got, I like this one from Sharon. She says, dark meat, but capital letters, not the leg, exclamation point.
Oh.
And then she says, ew, exclamation point. Too much going on in there versus chicken legs.
All right, Sherry, our friend Sherry from Bloomer is getting spiritual with it. She said, good morning, Wib. I like white meat and always grateful every day for the one who paid the price for us, Jesus. So
yes.
Combining not only her preference in turkey, but also we've been asking people, hey, we'd love to know what you are thankful for as well. So thank you very much for that, Sherry.
And Brad actually giving us some advice this morning on making the turkey.
Brad's from right here in Halley.
Good morning, guys. The way to cook a turkey for the white meat and the dark meat lovers is to cut the backbone out, flatten it, and roast it that way. Everything gets done at the same time. Have a good one.
Hmm, there you go.
Wisdom from Brad. Sarah from La Crescent, Minnesota says white meat with gravy on top. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right. And we're seeing another one as well this morning. White meat exclamation point. So,
well, and on the other side, because, again, I don't have to be partisan all the time. Cody from Eau Claire says white meat is too dry and bland of flavor. So that would definitely be a dark meat vote just by proxy there. So,
yeah. And we had a number of them on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. Sandra and Mary and Brenda all white and Terry going with the white. So what's your thought? 396-1670. We'll take your votes up. So right around 9 o'clock at Focus on the Family. We're also looking at the dark meat, white meat on turkey, and it's pretty good battle.
Speaking of climbing, dark meat votes are climbing up. My white meat lovers, my white meat people, where are you at? Because I didn't think this would be a landslide by any means, but I did kind of come into this morning thinking that,
you're confident.
That we would take it, and right now it's not really the case.
Yeah, 715-396-1670. Here's from the 920, quick vote dark meat. They say, grew up only eating white. Around college age, I quit caring, but have noticed a definite preference for the moist dark meat the past few years. So there you go. Let's hear from you this morning. The Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page as well.
Well, WWIB, we talked about the dark meat versus light meat as far as turkey is concerned today here on the Wib Wake Up Show, 715-396-1670.
Dark meat all the way, Dale from Rice Lake.
All right, thank you, Dale. That makes it 11-8 right now. So the dark meat trailing the white meat, which I expected. I came in prepared, Caleb, for your side to be the But we'll see. But how about this? Get paid to indulge in pumpkin pie. It's the latest holiday dream job. For those who don't get enough this Thanksgiving, come and taste the best of pumpkin pie. The website, bonusfinder.com, will pay someone $500 to travel around the nation as an official tester of pumpkin pie. Whoever gets hired will be rating on such things as appearance, color, the filling flavor, the pastry texture, value, and combination of spices. If interested, you need to apply by December 5th at bonusfinder.com.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's really true. WWIB, boy, Caleb, the power of your voice. I mean, you go on and you say, come on, white people, white meat supporters. And one, two, three of them come through at 396-1670. And so very influential. Yeah.
Thank you, Tony from Chippewa. Thank you, Pam from Thorpe. Thank you, someone from the 715 that I don't have your name yet. We'd love to know where you're from here on the listener line. You can vote on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page as well.
Now, you just asked Michelle, and she said white meat, but I'm just curious. I thought on other votes we've done on music in the past, we haven't included staff.
Yeah, I just wanted to know personally.
Okay. All right, very good.
So I'm not trying to stack the box. What do you think this is?
Your purity here. All right, let me just say thank you to Jan, who chimed in at 396-1670. Always felt a special kinship with you, Jan, in Colfax. She says, dark meat. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Way to go, Jan.
Roxy from Ojibwa also in on the dark meat. Sherry, I'm opening up your message. White meat all the way. Sherry from Whitehall. I knew I could count on you. I had to open the message and see. So again, the dark meat versus light meat or white meat vote rages here throughout the Wib Wake Up Show.
16-11, white meat leads. Come on, dark meat people.
You can vote on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page or by text at 715-396-1670, or you are welcome to leave a voicemail and not only give your vote, but advocate for others. Those independents out there, are they dark meat, are they white meat? They're kind of on the fence. Don't know. Speaking of turkey dinner,
yes,
Havo.
Michelle said we just did get another call for dark meat, so 16-12. Go ahead.
Oh, getting close. The most complicated part of the Thanksgiving meal, the trickiness of the turkey. Mm-hmm. This year, Whole Foods is offering insurance just in case the cooking goes wrong. Because again, you know, maybe folks who are a little bit more inexperienced this year might be doing more cooking with more folks staying at home. So the Progressive, together with Progressive Insurance, Whole Foods is offering insurance in the form of a free $35 gift card to customers who, quote, commit a turkey cooking fail. Now, the debate, the downside of this is how far will $35 actually get you at Whole Foods? But still, it's a nice gesture.
Yeah, there you go. Being the polls still open for another hour before Focus in the Family. So can dark meat, the dark horse in this race, come on strong. Again, it seems like people like the...
Even if the majority likes white meat, you have to vote for that to prevail. You really do. Come on.
But they have these qualifiers like, but it can't be too dry. Well, listen, that's the negative. A lot of us people on the dark meat side say so often it's too dry.
That's the thing. I think dark meat people just take it as it is. A lot of us white meat people say, right, okay, we need the gravy.
Exactly. They're trying to be specific about it. And finally, this morning, the statistics say Wisconsin has some of the best air quality in the U.S. However, that's not the perception of everyone, Caleb. The state's air quality index ranks 13th, but a survey of 3,000 Americans find that many think our Badger State is a bit smelly.
Really?
Wisconsin was ranked second for the stinkiest state. Can you imagine that on the license plates? Or for having the weirdest smell. The public thinks
it's
Wisconsin...
It's just the dairy air.
Yeah, there you go. The public thinks Wisconsin smells like blue cheese. And that makes sense since we're America's Dairyland. That's also better than the perception people have of the stinkiest state, which is New York, which they say smells like chicken wings and garbage. Who brought
I'm just imagining
up?
Frank Sinatra singing a song about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right, exactly. New York, New York. I am they on WWIB. Good to have you aboard here this morning on the Wib Wake Up Show. Talking turkey, right, Caleb?
Absolutely. And we're hearing from folks again on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page and also the listener line at 396-1670, text or voicemail. White meat or dark meat, that's the vote. That's the debate this morning. We'd love to hear from you. I'm really rooting for white meat. It's getting a little tight here. We have one for Carol from Eau Claire. Says, my daughter Julia wants to vote dark meat. in your morning show survey, but she says, mom votes for white meat. We're a house divided. Mm. The little turkey emoji as well.
All right. Very good. Meanwhile, this one called in, 396-1670.
I'd much rather have ham, but if I have to eat turkey, I will eat white meat. This is Lois from Boyd.
All right.
Thank you, Lois.
How about this
right
one?
On.
Mark, I've got two dark meat votes, myself and my six-year-old. Need voter ID?
Yes. Yes.
No, we don't.
We're not going to count that one.
Yes, we are.
Kids and adults are more than welcome to vote. Come on, white meat people. We need to ramp this up a little bit.
There we
go. Getting nervous.
Get in your votes. Mariah Peters, Born to Be Free, WWIB. I always get confused which of the brothers from For King of Country she's married to. Is it Joel? It is.
Joel, yep.
All right. Very good.
They're lovely people, both of them.
Yeah. They have children?
Not yet, no.
Okay, really, all right. 33 degrees, WWIB, white meat, continually dark meat in the great turkey question of the day. Caleb's on the white meat side, I'm on the dark meat side, and knew we would be the underdog, and we continue to be. But I like this one from Christine on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page. She says, being a bison farmer, I'd say eat more bison, but I like the turkey's white meat. Happy Thanksgiving.
Huh. And we've got one here, Matt from Eau Claire, who's actually Matt from Team Appleseed. He says, Avenue Orchard Survey, Ronnie Appleseed, dark meat. Mm-hmm. Shelly Appleseed, white meat. Misty, white meat. Matt, white meat. Mason, my man Mason, he went with dark meat.
Oh.
Mason, you're letting me down, buddy.
You had me. Okay, well,
Mason, of course, is the son of Misty and Matt.
They were pretty even then.
Yeah, so again, Avenue Orchard, a little bit of a house divided, too. One of our great friends here at the station.
Caleb, I'm thankful for all 26 votes for dark meat in the battle versus white meat in the great turkey question this morning. But white meat continues to lead with 33 votes.
And I am thankful for those 33 and hoping that we get a lot more, as again, we have less than 15 minutes before the end of the show and the end of the white meat versus dark meat debate. And we really need you to step up and vote. This has no national importance, but it is important to us.
We're having fun. And here's the thing, though. Mark in Menominee on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page, he says, and this is symbolic of a lot of the white turkey meat voters I've seen. They say, what? He says, white meat smothered with gravy and mashed potatoes on top.
Yes.
I'm like, hold it. Us dark meat people, we just enjoy the dark meat. We don't want it to be sheltered or clouded with potatoes. It's just good in its moist self. But here it's just like, hey, I love the white meat. If it's hidden with mashed potatoes and gravy, you can't even get the taste.
That's just the way we are. What about all those I love coffee. I just love coffee. I have to have my morning coffee. Then you find out that they dump half a cup of creamer and 3 cups of sugar into it. That's not coffee. But we're like that. I fully embrace the fact that I love white meat, but I love it because of the things that I add to it. And here's the thing. I'm not picky about, I don't place one aspect of my plate on Thanksgiving over the others. It all blends together into one wonderful, wonderful meal. So white meat all the way, but I got to have the gravy and the mashed potatoes.
It's funny because I don't necessarily, most of the time I don't like my coffee dark. I like the cream and sugar, but I like my dark meat by itself.